Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a classic breakbeat loop and rebuild it inside Ableton Live 12 so it hits like jungle. Crisp transients up front, dusty mid-range character in the middle, and a swing that rolls forward at drum and bass tempo without turning sloppy. This is beginner-friendly, and we're staying stock Ableton devices the whole way. By the end, you'll have a 2-bar break you can loop, expand into a 16-bar phrase, and reuse on basically any break. Amen. Think. Hot pants. Whatever you're into. Alright, let's set the stage. First, set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's right in the classic jungle and old-school DNB pocket, and it makes timing decisions really obvious. Now create three tracks. One audio track called Break Source, that's where your original loop lives. One MIDI track called Break Rack, that's where the rebuilt slices will play. And one more audio track called Break Bus, which is your glue and final tone channel. Drag your breakbeat loop onto Break Source. Don't overthink the choice. Even a rough loop works, because the whole point is learning the workflow. Now we warp the break properly, because this is where swing actually starts. If your break is drifting or flamming, any groove you add later will feel like an accident instead of a decision. Click the clip on Break Source and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. In beats mode, set preserve to transients. Then set transient loop mode to off. That last part is important, because it helps keep hits clean instead of doing weird repeated micro loops. Next, make sure the first downbeat is really on the grid. You can right-click and choose warp from here straight, or you can manually line up 1.1.1 with the first real downbeat of the break. Now listen closely to the snares. In jungle, the snare is basically the steering wheel. If it drifts, the whole thing feels wrong. If you hear flamming or the snare is late, add warp markers at key snares, usually the snares on beats 2 and 4 in bar 1 and bar 2. Nudge those markers until the snare lands tight. Quick teacher note, don't put warp markers everywhere. Fix the anchors, then let the loop breathe. Overwarping can kill the natural motion that makes breaks feel alive. Once it's timing correct, we slice it. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. The default slicing preset is fine. Ableton will build a drum rack with your slices mapped across pads, and it'll give you a MIDI clip that triggers those slices. This is where the magic happens, because now you're not stuck with the loop. You can rebuild it with control, move notes, change velocities, process specific hits, and design your own swing. Open the MIDI clip. We're going to make a clean foundation pattern first. Keep it simple. Kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your skeleton. Now start adding the movement. Hats and shuffles in the in-between spaces, and ghost notes around the snare. The key word is ghost. Low velocity. Think 20 to 50, not nearly as loud as your main hits. If you're not sure which pad is which, here's a beginner trick that saves tons of time. Click a pad and solo it as you audition, until you identify your main kick slice, your main snare slice, and a couple hat or shuffle slices. Labeling helps too, but even just knowing this one is the snare is enough to start. At this stage, you want it to sound a bit plain. That's good. We're building a tight backbone before we add groove and character. Now let's add swing the right way. Open the groove pool. Find a groove like Swing 16-65, or an MPC 16 swing if you have it. Drag that groove onto your MIDI clip. Now, here's the beginner pitfall. Too much swing at 170 can make your drums feel drunk. We're going for roll, not lazy triplets. In the groove pool settings, start with timing at around 15%, set velocity at around 8%, and random really low, like 2%, or even off. Timing gives you the shuffle, velocity gives you the bounce, and random is that tiny human wobble. But with breaks, random gets messy fast, so keep it subtle. Now do a swing sanity check before you get excited and start processing. Mute all the hats and ghost notes so you only hear kick and snare anchors. With only kick and snare playing, turn the groove on and off. If the groove makes your kick or snare feel late, reduce the timing amount. Better yet, here's a super beginner-friendly hack. Keep the groove on the movement notes only. That means kick and snare stay rock solid, while hats and ghosts get the shuffle. How do you do that? Easiest method, duplicate the MIDI clip or even duplicate the MIDI track driving the same drum rack. One version is kick and snare only with no groove. The second version is hats and ghosts only with the groove applied. Now your backbone stays anchored while the tops dance around it. This is one of those cheat codes for tight DNB swing. Also remember, velocity is like 50% of swing. If your pattern feels stiff, try lowering every other hat hit by 10 to 25 velocity, before you touch timing again. If it feels messy, reduce velocity variation first. A lot of slop is actually inconsistent loudness, not timing. Cool. Now we make it hit. Let's build crisp transients first, because jungle breaks need that snap. On the break rack track, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere between 2 and 6. Keep crunch low for now, maybe 0 to 10. Then push transients up, like plus 10 to plus 25. Set boom to 0. We usually don't want sub boom from the break itself, because your bass line needs that space. If things get harsh, use damp to calm the top end. A starting point is around the 3 to 6 kHz region, but trust your ears. After drum bus, add EQ8. High pass around 30 to 60 Hz to remove rumble. If the break feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz. If you need more snap, a gentle lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help. But don't overdo it or you'll get brittle hats. Listen for this. The snare attack should step forward, hats should feel more defined, and the kick shouldn't blur. If you want a more surgical approach later, multiband dynamics can help you tighten just the low band while leaving the highs more open. But for now, drum bus plus EQ is already a strong result. Now for the character, Dusty Mids. This is that sampled on old hardware vibe, where the break sounds worn, textured, and slightly dirty, without getting muffled. After your transient stage, add saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Dart drive at about 4 dB. Somewhere in the 2 to 8 dB range depending on the loop. Turn on soft clip. If you want more mid focus, turn on color. Then add redux, but carefully. Start at 12 bits. Try leaving downsample off or super subtle. Too much downsampling gets harsh fast. If you want it more parallel, lower the device dry slash wet. Or we'll do proper parallel in a second. Next add auto filter. Use a low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Bring the cutoff down to around 12 kHz as a start. Anywhere between 10 and 16 kHz depending on how bright your break is. A touch of filter drive, like 1 to 3, can add nice edge. Then EQ8 again, this time thinking dust zone. Try a small, wide boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 1.6 kHz. That area adds body and that papery, sampled midrange. If it gets nasal, dip around 1 kHz. If it gets harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. Your target is textured and sampled, not dull. If you lose the attack, you've gone too far. Now the best workflow. Parallel snap and dust, so they don't fight each other. On break rack, create an auto effect rack. Make two chains. Name one snap and the other dust. On the snap chain, keep it clean and transient forward. Put drum bus with transients pushed, like plus 15 to plus 30. Add EQ8 and do a gentle bright tilt, maybe a small shelf around 6 to 10 kHz. Like plus 2 dB. This chain is about clarity and edge, not grit. On the dust chain, put saturator with drive 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then redux at 12 bit, subtle. Add auto filter low pass to 10 to 14 kHz. Add EQ8 with a small bump around 800 Hz if needed. Now balance the chain volumes. This is important. Snap should be just enough to make the hit speak. Dust should be clearly audible as mid crunch, but it should not erase your definition. Extra pro sounding trick. Make the dust chain band limited before distortion. Put EQ8 at the start of dust and high pass at about 300 Hz, then low pass at about 8 to 10 kHz. Now your grime lives in the mid-range only, meaning you can turn it up without ruining subs or adding fizzy air. And if you want the chopped collage vibe, detune a couple slices slightly. Hats plus 5 to 15 cents, ghost snares minus 5 to 15 cents. Tiny changes, but it adds that stack of samples feel. All right. Now we glue it like a record. Route break rack into break bus. On break bus, add glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't about smashing the break, it's about making it feel like one instrument. Add EQ8 if needed, maybe a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz if it's muddy. Then add a limiter just as safety to catch peaks while you work. Not to make it loud. Now let's arrange it like jungle so it feels like a real phrase, not just a loop. Take your 2-bar pattern and expand it to 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it as the main break. No fills yet. Let the groove establish. Bars 5 to 8. A few extra ghost hits, and if you want a slight lift, increase groove timing just a touch on the movement layer. Like 15% up to 20, but only on hats and ghosts. Now on kick and snare. Bars 9 to 12. Do an energy trick. Drop the hats out for one bar, or filter them down, then bring them back. That sudden space makes the return hit harder. Bars 13 to 16. Add a classic stutter fill on the last snare, beginner method, duplicate the clip, and in the last half bar add 2 to 4 extra snare or hat slices at low velocity, maybe 1/16 notes. Keep the main snare anchor intact. If you want evolution without making the rhythm busier, do slice rotation. Duplicate the MIDI clip and swap which hat slice plays the same rhythm. Same groove, different texture, super authentic. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistake so you can avoid wasting time. If it sounds overswung, back off timing. Most EDNB swing lives and at 10 to 25% zone. If everything gets fuzzy and the snare loses crack, you're probably saturating too hard. Reduce drive, reduce redux, or keep dust in parallel. You can also move dust processing onto non-snare pads only, and keep the snare chain cleaner inside the drum rack. If the break sounds smeared, check warp mode. Beats mode with preserve transients is the go-to for drum breaks. If it feels stiff, add velocity variation. Jungle swing lives in ghosts. And if the low end is fighting your bass, high pass the break and let the bass line own the sub. Breaks don't need to be subby to feel heavy. Now a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this lesson.